Locker room chats continuing here tonight on KNZA. Brandon Tama with you. We're continuing on with our Royal Valley discussion, and now on to the boys' side. Head coach Chris Brown joins us. It's brought to you by Houlton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice, as we get set now for the final two games of the regular season. Coach, you get win number 10 on Tuesday night, and it was a great game, to say the least, on the road at Nemaha Central. Never an easy place to play inside the Thunderdome, and you guys go, send it to overtime, and come out with the win, 48-47. Just kind of take us back to that one a little bit, few keys, and ultimately what led to your guys' overtime victory.
Yeah, you know, anytime you have a one-possession game like that, there's just so many different things that can influence how it goes, but late regulation, we were down two and just made a great play offensively, where we had kind of some unsung guys for us, Connor Hamas and Aiden McKenzie, two guys that don't get a lot of attention, but Connor made a great pass to Aiden, and Aiden knocked down a three. And then, you know, it eventually gets to overtime, and then in overtime, you know, got late, and Daniel Coleman had a little mid-range jump shot that went in to take the lead, and then we just stepped up and got a couple big stops in the last 20 seconds. Could have helped ourselves out by making some free throws, but we did it the hard way, and luckily we got it done.
Now 10-8, 7-6 in league play. Get set for Hiawatha at home on Friday, final home game of the regular season. But how would you say your team is playing right now as we get set for Substate here in a week and change? What's been really good to this point? What needs to change or get better? And ultimately, just kind of an overview of how the team's playing right now.
I think we're playing okay. You know, I think we're peaking. The wins and losses haven't necessarily shown that, but we've played just a tough part of our schedule. So, you know, the stretch schedule that we just went through is like a Substate worthy type schedule, you know, where every game's kind of like a Substate semifinal or a Substate final as far as the competition level. So hopefully that'll prepare us. And, you know, obviously we have a couple more here to wind down the regular season, but I think when we get to that, you know, playoff time, one and done, we've had some battles that if we've learned anything from them, we'll definitely give us a better shot to turn around and get some of these, you know, close losses we've had into wins. It matters most. That's certainly what happened last night as well.
Yeah, we peaked at it a little bit last week at the 3A Substate at Prairie LeCompton, and five teams of the eight right now with double-digit wins. You guys are sitting there as the five seed, and the top four teams all have either 13, 14, or 15 wins or just three or four losses. So those top four could shuffle a little bit here in the last week. How much have you really kind of peaked at it? Have you peaked at it more, potentially kind of learning more about some of these teams? Obviously very familiar with Perry, but like a Moore Hill Mounts Academy or Heritage Christian or Bishop Ward. What's just kind of the thought process there, prepping and potentially maybe peeking ahead a little bit just to kind of get ahead?
Yeah, you know, for sure keeping an eye on it, but every time I spend some time looking at it, then I ask myself why, because it looks like, you know, there's a chance they could all finish with four losses or, you know, four or five losses, and we have some massive coin flip, I guess, to see who we're going to play. So, you know, it's so up in the air as far as who that matchup will end up being, but we know it'll be a quality opponent no matter what. We know it'll be a road game no matter what. So, you know, as far as who it's going to be, you know, it's just a guessing game at this point, but certainly, you know, those top four seeds are all four teams that have had great seasons full of, you know, good coaches and good players. So, you know, we'll have our hands full no matter what we get.
You want to be playing your best basketball for sure in a couple of games to get yourself prepped for that Substate tournament. It starts Friday at home against Hiawatha. First time you played them, it was a really, really good game. We had that game on KNZA, but a 62-58 win inside the roundhouse at Hiawatha back in early January. What's different this time around, and what's kind of the expectation for the second meeting with them?
Yeah, you know, they're a team that I don't think you can look at the win-loss record, because they've got some guys, they've got athletic bigs, they've got the best shooter in the league. I mean, they have the pieces to certainly put it together, and they've, you know, struggled a little bit finding the wins, but we know they're a very, very ultra-competitive team that'll need our full attention. So it's senior night for us. Hopefully that gives us a little extra juice, a little extra energy, and we find a way to get it done. But, yeah, at this point in the year, you know, against a league team like that, wrapping up our league schedule, we'll take any sort of win. It's 1 point or 100 points. We don't care as long as we get the win.
There it is. Royal Valley boys basketball coach Chris Brown joining us. Appreciate his time each and every week. Team got a big overtime win on Tuesday at Nemaha Central, getting win number 10. Now they get set for Hiawatha on Friday before a final game next week in the regular season, taking on Silver Lake before Substate. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck against Hiawatha on Friday. We'll talk to you one final time next week.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.